Van Halen running with the devil on 98.3 The Snake. Inside your Friday work release program, that means guests in the studio.
Yes.
See, I'm not just having voices in my head. No. But real, actual people in the studio with me in the padded room. I got Terry Buell, the voice of the Magic Valley.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. My voice is a little bit crusty today. I've issues.
Maybe a little out. You know, there's a lot of smoke in the air.
Allergies,
so,
and it's killing my allergies.
It sucks, man.
Hey, put the fires out.
I think they're doing the best they can, right, man. They're working.
I know. You go, firefighters.
If you need Red Cross.
Safe. Put the fire out.
Yeah. Ooh, and take pictures of yourselves if you have time. also, if you need Red Cross info, that's online, 98.3thesnake.com. Also in the studio with me, I have Bruce Qualley from Qualley's Electronics. Let's be honest here.
This guy, what a historical figure he already is in racing.
You know, when I go to the Magic Valley Speedway, I hear the name Qualley a lot, whether it be a bunch of race car drivers or, you know, sponsorships. So this first time you're in the studio, I'm pretty honored to have you in here. So thank you.
Oh, well, thanks. It's fun to be here, and hopefully it'll be a good time. I won't say anything dumb.
Oh, that's not fun. And let's play some music.
Yeah.
No. I like you, Bruce. You seem to be, you know, some of the race car drivers come in here and they're like, I'm going to win, woo. And sometimes they don't really back it up. But it's fun. I like when they talk trash. Please keep talking trash. I'm not dogging on you. But we were talking outside or out of the studio and you're like, well, you know, I have to beat them first. And, you know, we'll see what happens. You're not very... I'm going to win. Yeah. So, did you ever talk trash or?
Well, not too much. I try to let my drive and talk, you know, people come into the store a lot and say, I just don't picture you as a race car driver. But when I get in the car, put on my helmet, you know, it's a race. I try to always race clean. But it's a different attitude in the car. And, but that's, I guess, it's just two different personalities. I just let my drive in and on the track talk for me. And I'm not a big bragger, you know. I do my best, and if I win, I love it. If I'm not, I'm still okay.
You're back next Saturday. I like that. I'd love to see you in action.
I mean, I don't know. I saw him over at Meridian when they did a doubleheader not that long ago, and I walked by after the first race was over. Well, he did a great job, but he didn't win the race.
Right.
But I walked by and was like, hey, Bruce, you know, tough, but good run like that. And he wasn't looking at me and smiling. Gotta tell you, you looked a little perturbed there, Bruce.
I was a little hot on that one. Yes, indeed. I got past.
I like it.
Right.
Okay.
Rocky Mountain Challenge Series, you know, the best drivers in the region.
Yeah, very impressive. And you're leading in points right now, Bruce? Is that correct?
I am. It's been a great year, and I'm leading in. Hopefully we will win it.
I'm trying to pull the dirt out of him.
He's leading over his arch rival, his nemesis, right?
That's part of the reason I was so mad in Meridian is Steve Jones, the arch rival. We've raced against each other for a long time, and he's won some, and I've won some, and we've been great friends. And but he passed me on the last lap, and I was torqued.
He roughed you up a little bit.
He roughed me, so I owe him one, and he may get one back.
All right, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, up at 5:40, got your VIP update. Bruce Qualley's going to help us out. I don't. He just found out about that. I think he's okay with it. And of course, more racing action this Saturday over the Magic Valley Speedway. Got some Neil Young coming your way too, right here on 98.3 The Snake.